The municipal election is just 2 short weeks away. Presumably, the next 4 years will be a little easier for our governors to manage our affairs than the past few years have been. The pandemic obviously presented logistical challenges. If, knock on wood, we can look forward to an easier environment to work within, perhaps this upcoming mandate will see some progressive changes within our communities. It is encouraging to see that several candidates for mayor, council and school trustee have joined the race. There are many varied backgrounds amongst those who will be competing for the positions on council. I am hoping that like-minded representatives will steer us toward well-managed, sustainable growth and expanded community amenities. You can get a sense of what all the candidates for mayor and council's priorities are by reading their biographies and stated goals, if elected, that were published in the September 22 edition of The Optimist as well as on their election page on their website. The independent candidates' goals range from preserving our small-town feel, to building affordable rental co-op units with solar energy and living roofs, to focus on our Pacific Migratory Flyway and hope that voters would like to see some changes to preserve this, and many other issues. The Lone Council slate, Achieving for Delta, has published their platform on its website, and it includes 5 main planks: keeping Delta safe, delivering high-value investments while keeping taxes low, working to keep generations together in Delta, building a fair and inclusive community, and taking real action on climate change and protecting our farmland. Whomever is elected for mayor and council, I am hoping that they can work together to advance Delta's march into the future and avoid the chaos and dysfunction that has played out over the past 4 years in the city of Vancouver. There has been embarrassingly little cohesion in Vancouver, and it has shown for the worse. Advance voting opportunities here in Delta are on October 1, 5 and 6, with general voting on Saturday, October 15. I wish all candidates for mayor, council and school trustee the very best of luck. Thank you for stepping up.